All right, this is kind of a David and Goliath thing, but you know what? It's good every now and then to be on the side that's right. The Northwest Landowners Association was willing to take on Big Oil. That's right. They weren't being treated right. They were, their rights were being violated. We had them on a number of times, and of course, all these things are a process. You go through court, you do all of these things, and it takes quite a bit of time, and quite frankly, I'm just going to say this before I bring the people on. You start questioning whether or not you get a fair shake because laws have been passed all in the name of whatever oil wants. But Troy Coons and his group, the Northwest Landowners Association, weren't afraid to take them on because they had a good attorney, first off, in Derek Broughton. They join us all right here. Troy, good to have you on News and Views again.
Good morning, Joel. Thank you for having us on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Derek Broughton, attorney at law. Good to have you on, sir.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Troy, describe to people how this fight started. What got you guys so mad that you said, you know what, we're calling Derek and getting after these guys?
Well, it started in the 2019 legislative session. There was a bill introduced on the House or on the Senate side that took away the definition of land the way it is right now in oil and gas, or was in oil and gas, and took away our right to sue for trespass or tort. So it virtually took away all of our control of land, and that's what ownership is of land, is to be able to say no. And then in the bill, there was a lot of different uses that they were looking at using it for, and so it was a bold-faced taking of our property rights that have been there since 1877. If you look to the core of the earth or to the sky, you know, that's generally what you feel you're buying when you buy property, and this was changing that in a nutshell.
But Troy, it isn't as though you didn't tell these guys ahead of time, and yet it still was a takings. I mean, there was no question, in my opinion, that this was a takings, but, you know, it never should have got to court, and so I have to make sure people understand this. Troy, you and your group tried stopping this long before you ever went to hire an attorney.
Correct. We started working, educating the legislators in every fashion we could because it's a very complex thing, but yet a very simple thing. And so a lot of people had a hard time understanding it, but we broke it down line by line, the legislation. We gave them the simple version of this is what it was, this is what it will be. We gave it everything we had with emails, phone calls, lots of citizen calls. We stood at the podium and explained all the different things that we saw that this would cause to happen. So, yes, we tried very hard. Our group has never been in court. Never wanted to be in court. That is not our mission statement. Well, sometimes when it goes too far, it goes too far.
Right. And my exposure to this, Troy, was, of course, Shirley Meyer, a colleague that I served with who walked me through it and pointed out what a takings this was. And Shirley was just passionate about this. And so, you know, when I first found out that you had won, it was from a call from Shirley and Dean. So it felt pretty doggone good. Derek, explain to people what the case was, what argument you had to make, because quite frankly, you're up against it. You're up against the state of North Dakota. You're up against Big Oil. I mean, you're up against the giants here, Derek.
Yeah, and luckily we have the Constitution, both the North Dakota Constitution and the U.S. Constitution, and doesn't matter who you are or how big you are, you have to follow those. And that's ultimately what the court agreed with. And so there, you know, this case and the issues in the case can get about as complicated as you'd like them to be. And they can also be very simple. And I think the simple version is, you know, what we did our best to present, which is simply that the pore space is a part of the landowner's property. And you can't take that away without paying just compensation. And what this law did is not only take it away without just compensation, but also tell the landowner you can't ask for compensation either. And under the North Dakota Constitution, you can't take private property and give it to another private party to use. And that's exactly what was going on here. So that additionally is a violation of North Dakota's constitution. And so that's about as simple as I can make it, and I can sure make it complicated enough to talk about it for several hours. But when it really boils down to it, it's a simple takings claim, and I think the court agreed with that.
So, I mean, Derek, there's a reason that Big Oil wanted to do this to the landowners. There's a reason that they wanted control. How do we now in this time slot of when it became law, that North Dakota legislature made it law, versus now, was there any takings there that they have to go back on, that they have to reward people for? I mean, there was a time gap in between then and when you won this thing.
That's right. And we'll see. I think that as a practical matter, most of the folks, regardless of what perspective or where you're coming from, whether you're from industry or elsewhere, I think most folks recognize that, you know, before this law even went into effect, there was a lawsuit filed and it was being challenged. And so I think that even those folks who assumed that the law was going to stand were still cautious about relying on it. And so my hope is that there hasn't been a lot of things that have happened that can't be undone. But that's, time is going to tell as far as what's happened in the last 2 years.
So does this completely throw the law out? I mean, what happens now, Derek?
Well, yes, the judge's order throws the law out entirely. However, the state and Continental Resources, which intervened in the lawsuit, they have 60 days to appeal out to the North Dakota Supreme Court. And so if they do, obviously things are still going to be up in the air until the Supreme Court's had an opportunity to weigh in.
The state and who? Did you say Continental?
Continental, yes.
Okay, so that is Harold Hamm. That's okay, sure. just so people understand that. I'm going to go back to you, Troy. Who's paying the bill here?
Well, we've paid, I guess I'll leave the numbers out of it, but we are paying the bill. Our membership, our board members have donated money, our members have donated money, and citizens in North Dakota have donated money to this, and so that's how the bill is getting paid.
But that's what's so frustrating with me, Troy. I understand it, and I'm glad you continued to fight it, but if North Dakota was in violation of the law, even though they passed a law that they were warned that this was a takings and that it wouldn't pass muster in court, I'm going to kick it back to you, Derek. They always tell people, okay, when you sue somebody, by golly, it's going to cost you money. Is this something where North Dakota has to come back, or Continental has to come back and say, wait, we got to pay the tab on that one?
Not necessarily. There is a possibility of getting fee recovery. We refer to it as fee recovery. And so there's a possibility, more likely the state rather than Continental. Continental Resources intervened in the lawsuit as a defendant to defend the law, but generally speaking, a party in that posture as an intervening party is not going to be the one. And so it would probably be North Dakota or the state of North Dakota that could potentially be liable for the attorney's fees, but that's yet to be seen.
Troy, when they can't get you one way, they usually come around to another. Mm-hmm. Are you or your organization, the Northwest Landowners Association, are you fearful that this will come back just dressed a little differently, that the legislature will do Harold Hamm's bidding again? I mean, what are you keeping an eye on the ball is my point.
Yes, we're trying to keep an eye on the ball. And, you know, this is a very key piece to development in the state. You know, it's something that's going to be used a lot. So, yes, there's going to be a lot of different looks at it. You know, it can easily be used in private contract situations, as been done in the past. Just with a contract between whoever wants to use the space, instead of just taking it and telling you that you don't have any rights, you know. And this isn't just the farmer and the rancher and the property owner in North Dakota. This affected every citizen in the state, because the state has a lot of trust land owned by the citizens of North Dakota, which this law would affect them as well. So this protects every citizen in the state and their trust land property.
Well, thank you. Thank you for fighting the fight, you guys. I think you're right that it isn't just about oil. It's just I know what the genesis was. I know where the motivation yep. came. And one other thing, Troy, before I let you go, because everybody, you know, wants to paint. If you're willing to take on what's right and wrong when it comes to oil, they pretend that you're against the oil industry itself. And that nothing ticks me off more than that. The Northwest landowners, as I've worked with them in the past, are not against oil. And I want to make sure you get a chance to respond to that.
In no fashion are we against any type of energy development. You know, wind, oil, water, solar, none of that. It's our mission to inform and educate and bring people together to discuss whatever issues are going on, find the best resolution for both sides of things. No, in no fashion. Most of our members have, you know, some type of activity, or some of them own parts of minerals and that. So, no, we're not against it at all. That's not how we work.
Well, Derek, I'm going to tell you this. Shirley Meyer's got your cell phone, so if I ever get in trouble, I'm going to call you, okay, because you're a winner. How's that?
Fair enough. Sounds good.
Okay, Troy, Derek, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. It's good to hear the little guy win every now and then, isn't it? This was driven, when he say Continental was a partner, this was driven by Continental. They wanted this. And this is an indicator, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm glad that Troy said it the way he said it. They're not against energy development. They're not against any of that. They're not against oil. They're just against oil getting whatever they want. And that is complete access to their land without any level of compensation. That was a takings. And what the worst part about all of this was, and I'm glad to see that the courts had the courage to do what they needed to do and willing to take on the governor and take on the legislature, because this doesn't become a law unless a governor signs it, okay? So let's keep that in mind. It isn't just the legislative branch. But this whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, is about the Harold Hams of the world getting whatever they want. If they want it, they can have it. And it goes back, quite frankly, to the can of SpaghettiOs. And if you're just joining us and you don't know what that means, let me explain to you what it means. There are a number of legislators, Keith Kempenich right now being the lead from Bowman, North Dakota, that have put legislation in that would compensate legislators to the tune of $3,000 or more for meals, because in his words, you know, we normally would be taken out for fancy steak dinners, but because of this COVID, the lobbyists can't do that, and so I'm eating SpaghettiOs out of a can. I'm not kidding you. He said, I'm eating spaghetti out of a can. And so if that's the motivation, that the Harold Hamm of the world can walk in and say, you know what, Keith? Let's take you out for supper. I mean, do you sell your soul when it comes to landowners that easy? I mean, these are landowners from North Dakota. This is us. This is who we are. This never should have been a law. It never should have been. And these guys didn't know if they were going to win. They just were ticked off. And so it never should have been a law. And it caught up to them. And just keep that in mind. The next time oil comes in and they want their taxes reduced, or they want, just remember, there's bills that come with this. The Northwest landowners are willing to take them on. These communities that live in the heart of the oil patch that pay for a lot of what the rest of us in this state enjoy, they need to get the benefits of where they live as well. And that benefit doesn't come unless you just flat out tell them you're going to pay.